Growing's a nasty, childish habit.
But we have to grow, Grandma. If we didn't grow, we'd never be grown-ups.
Rubbish, boy, rubbish, she said. Look at me. Am I growing? Certainly not.
But you did once, Grandma.
Only very little, the old woman answered. I gave up growing when I was extremely small, along with all the other nasty, childish habits like laziness and disobedience and green and sloppiness and untidiness and stupidity. You haven't given up any of these things, have you?
I'm still only a little boy, Grandma.
You're 8 years old, she snorted. That's old enough to know better. If you don't stop growing soon, it'll be too late.
Too late for what, Grandma?
Oh, it's ridiculous, she went on. You're nearly as tall as me already.
George took a look at Grandma. She certainly was a very tiny person. Her legs were so short that she had to have a footstool to put her feet on, and her head only came up halfway up the back of the armchair. Daddy says it's fine for a man to be tall, George said.
Don't listen to your daddy,
Grandma said.
Listen to me.
But how do I stop myself growing? George asked her.
Eat less chocolate,
Grandma said. Does chocolate make you grow?
It makes you grow the wrong way, she snapped. Up instead of down.
Grandma sipped some tea, but never took her eyes from the little boy who stood before her.
Never grow up, she said. Always down.
Yes, Grandma.
And stop eating chocolate. Eat cabbage instead.
Cabbage? Oh, no, I don't like cabbage, George said.
It's not what you like or what you don't like, Grandma snapped. It's what's good for you that counts. From now on, you must eat cabbage 3 times a day, mountains of cabbage. And if it's got caterpillars in it, so much the better.
Ouch, George said.
Caterpillars give you brains,
the old woman said. Mummy washes them down the sink, George said.
Mummy's as stupid as you are,
Grandma said.
Cabbage doesn't taste of anything without a few boiled caterpillars in it. Slugs too.
Not slugs, George cried out. I couldn't eat slugs.
Whenever I see a live slug on a piece of lettuce,
Grandma said,
I gobble it up quick before it crawls away. Delicious.
She squeezed her lips together tight so that her mouth became a tiny wrinkled hole.
Delicious,
she said again.
Worms and slugs and beetly bugs. You don't know what's good for you.
You're joking, Grandma.
I never joke, she said. Beetles are perhaps best of all. They go crunch.
Grandma, that's beastly, the old hag grinned, showing those pale brown teeth.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, she said, you get a beetle inside the stem of a stick of celery. That's what I like.
Grandma, how could you?
You find all sorts of nice things in sticks of raw celery,
the old woman went on.
Sometimes it's earwigs.
I don't want to hear about it, cried George.
A big earwig is very tasty, Grandma said, licking her lips. But you've got to be very quick, my dear, when you put one of those in your mouth. It has a pair of sharp nippers on its back end, and if it grabs your tongue with those, it never lets go. So you've got to bite the earwig first, chop, chop, before it bites you.